Mayor Liano makes special appearance at Condit by Andrew Alonzo. At 10 a.m. last Friday, Claremont's mayor, Jed Liano, made a special appearance at Condit Elementary School to give thanks and city-branded pencils to Sue Felton's second grade class for their recent, thoughtful assignment about last month's windstorm. Following the blistering winds on January 21st, which toppled over 300 trees and cut power to thousands of residents' homes, the students were given an assignment to illustrate and briefly describe what had happened in their own backyards. Speaking with teacher Sue Felton, she said,
I just wanted right away to address their feelings. And we had just talked about the city of Claremont and how the slogan was the city of trees. So we talked about the wind damage and decided to write letters to the city, just expressing, you know, our sorriness for all the damage that it caused. And I wanted them to be able to express damage that occurred at their houses also. So we were able to deal with all those emotions.
The 24 students each wrote letters to the city, which they then sent home with Mayor Liano's son, Wells, also a Condit second grader, last Tuesday. Some of the artwork by students depicted fallen trees and greenery, trees on homes, and a student's overturned trampoline, one of Mayor Liano's favorite drawings, he said. He shared, holding the green folder of letters, that...
And it was so sweet. They all expressed very sincere sympathy over what had happened. And I shared with the city council meeting and my colleagues that these young kids wrote these letters. And I wanted to give them a special thank you and recognize their effort above all.
Mayor Liano said the drawings and letters touched the hearts of city staffers and council members. The letters are currently on display at Claremont City Hall at 207 North Harvard Avenue. When Mayor Liano appeared on the campus last Friday, the second grade class was asked to describe what happened during the windstorm. After hearing from the children how devastating the windstorm was to them and their families, Mayor Liano thanked and bestowed upon each student a Claremont city-branded pencil for their thoughtful letters. Speaking about his appearance to the students, Mayor Liano said,
"What I hope it does is it shows all of them not only a spirit of community, but a sense of civic duty, that when you take pride and ownership in the community where you live, then you care about how it looks and how well we're taking care of people. And I think that something like writing a letter and making a drawing is the first step in taking part in that kind of community."
He also added,
They certainly put in a lot of thought, and then they added some beautiful drawings. So I thought that they needed to be recognized for that and to tell them that it was noticed by the city.
Mayor Liano's appearance came on a special school day as the children were participating in Superhero Day. Most of the students seemed to enjoy the day, and many were either dressed in full costume, with Spider-Man being the clear favorite, or had makeup markings on their face to depict the superhero they represented. But before leaving, Mayor Liano left the children with a lesson about real-life superheroes. He reminded the students that when they see police, fire, community workers, and Edison employees, to name a few, to thank them for their round-the-clock service, as it's been a very tiring week of cleanup efforts. Last week, the mayor said,
"By the time the letters arrived on Tuesday, we were in day 4 of full-blown crisis mode. People were tired, exhausted. overworked, and this was a beautiful gesture to lift their spirits. They needed it, and it meant a lot to everybody who saw it. I think it was important for the kids to realize that everybody's helping. Everybody's working and helping. And so I wanted to share with them that this effort is an all hands on deck, and their letter is a part of that effort.
Mayor Liano said the city does not yet have a cost estimate for the total damage caused by the windstorm. He did say, however, that during the first week of February, the city will submit paperwork to the offices of emergency services regarding their initial damage estimate. He concluded,
I have been communicating with state officials on that process. We don't have that estimate completed yet, but we will turn it in, and then we'll work directly with the state to come up with. We do know that the total tree count is somewhere close to 350, and the actual cost is obviously dependent on a lot of different factors, but that's what we know right now.
For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.